with us are in news. I'm Keith Peters reporting. This week's presidential debate is taking place in one of the 2020 election's biggest battleground states. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The two candidates will face off here in Georgia, which Joe Biden narrowly won 4 years ago by fewer than 12,000 votes. It was the first presidential victory by a Democrat in this state in nearly three decades. And it's expected to be another hard-fought battleground this November. Ahead of the debate, Trump holds a five-point lead over the president in a poll from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will sue for the Biden interview audio held by the Justice Department. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Speaker Mike Johnson said the House Judiciary Committee plans to file a lawsuit to force Attorney General Merrick Garland to turn over audio recordings of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur.
We're going to be as aggressive as we can and use every tool in our arsenal to make sure that it happens because we have an obligation under the Constitution to do it.
The suit would be the latest effort to secure the tapes after the Justice Department informed Congress it would not be bringing criminal charges against Garland despite a House vote to hold him in contempt. Lawmakers already have a transcript of Biden's conversation with Hur, but Republicans argue hearing the tapes will provide more context about the Special Counsel's commentary on the president's memory. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A USAID official says thousands of tons of food, medicines, and other aid piled up on a Gaza beach isn't reaching those in need because of a dire security situation on the ground. He says truck drivers are either getting caught in the crossfire or have their cargo seized by gang-like groups. Doug Stropes, who's with the USAID, says Gaza continues to be an active combat zone that also has a general sense of lawlessness. On Wall Street, the Dow by 15 points, the NASDAQ rose 87. This is SRN News. Tennessee's new abortion law is being challenged in court.
Starting July 1st, Tennessee's new statute will ban adults from helping minors get an abortion without parental permission. However, a state Democratic lawmaker and a reproductive rights activist filed a lawsuit in federal court this week to stop the law from taking effect. The state's GOP-controlled state house approved the measure earlier this year. Tennessee bans abortions at all stages of pregnancy, but there are some exemptions, such as to remove a miscarriage or to save the life of the mother. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Every team in Major League Baseball features a Pride Night in June except the Texas Rangers. LGBTQ activists have urged the team to celebrate their culture and rights, but the Rangers have resisted the pressure to hold a Pride Night. In a statement, the team says it's taken steps to create a welcoming, inclusive, and supportive environment. This is SRN News. There's a new report critical of one specific aspect of IRS service.
The Taxpayer Advocate report to Congress shows overall the 2024 tax filing season went smoothly. Services have vastly improved, but it says delays in handling identity theft cases are unconscionable. The time it takes to resolve self-reported identity theft cases has worsened since the previous report. Then it was nearly 19 months. As of April, the report says the IRS delay was 22 months. The IRS said in an emailed statement it recognizes the backlog of identity theft cases remains one of the most significant ongoing service gaps. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Auto manufacturer Volkswagen is recalling more than 271,000 SUVs in the U.S. because the front passenger airbag may not inflate in a crash. It involves some Atlas SUVs. More details at SRNNews.com.